There is a moment, somewhere over the foothills east of Sacramento, when a pilot flying under instrument flight rules will look out the windscreen and see absolutely nothing useful. Maybe a wall of gray, maybe the top of a cloud deck that looks deceptively flat. And in that moment, the only reason the airplane keeps doing what airplanes are supposed to do, which is staying upright and arriving somewhere on purpose, is that the pilot has trained themselves to trust the panel. 6 instruments, calibrated, cross-checked, read in a deliberate scan, not glanced at in panic. The eyes go to the airspeed indicator, then the attitude indicator, then the altimeter, then back to airspeed, then over to the heading indicator, and the picture comes together not from any single dial, but from the relationship between them. Today on Runways and Rent Rolls, we are talking about what happens when a Sacramento landlord or a Sacramento investor or a private lender writing the check on a bridge loan decides to fly their portfolio off a single dial, specifically the dial labeled Zillow. And we are talking about why an experienced operator, the kind of person who is going to still be in this business in 10 years, builds a real instrument scan instead. This is Runways and Rent Rolls, the flight plan for serious property operators. Welcome aboard. The airplane analogy is not a stretch on this show because the host of this work, Gary Burmaster, over at All Inclusive Realty Group, is a pilot, spends time in the cockpit on weekends when the calendar permits. And one of the things he says often, in his own voice, when he is teaching a new owner the RG way of looking at a rental, is that flying taught him discipline before the rental business had a chance to. You do not get to argue with the altimeter. You do not get to wish the fuel gauge said something else. You read what the instruments say, you trust the calibration, and you fly the airplane. That mindset transferred to property management and investing and lending is the entire frame of this show. So let us talk about Zillow, the Z estimate, specifically. Because it is the single most used dial in the consumer real estate world, and it is also one of the least calibrated for the kind of work an actual operator does in Sacramento. Here is the truth about a Z estimate. It is an algorithm. It runs on public records, prior MLS sales, tax assessor data, and a mix of regional market signals. The model is national. It is not built for the seam between an Elk Grove single-family rental and the comparable 2 streets over with a different lot orientation, a different floor plan, and a tenant who has been there for 9 years on a below-market rent. The Z estimate cannot see that 9-year tenancy. It cannot see the lease that is statutorily capped under AB 1482 because the original tenancy started in 2018 and a properly papered exemption notice was never put in the lease. It cannot see that the rent on the books is $600 below market and that closing the gap will take 2 AB 1482 compliant rent increases over 2 years, not one swing. It cannot see that the property has a roof at 23 years of life and a sewer lateral that is going to be your problem before the next tenant moves in. A Z estimate is a single dial on a panel that does not exist, in a cockpit that nobody is actually flying. So what does a real instrument scan look like for a Sacramento operator? Let us walk the panel. First instrument, the MLS. Not Zillow's reading of the MLS, the actual MLS. Sacramento Association of Realtors, MetroList, the live data behind the consumer feeds. The MLS gives you sold comps that closed escrow with the actual sale price, with the days on market, with concessions disclosed in the agent remarks. It gives you active listings priced where actual sellers think the market is right now. It gives you pendings, which is the leading indicator nobody on the consumer side reads, because pendings are where pricing actually clears. And a pending count rising or falling is a directional read on velocity that no Z estimate captures. The MLS is your airspeed indicator. It tells you how fast the market is moving and at what altitude. Second instrument, RentCast and RealAdvisor and the Rental Comp Data Services. For property management work, residential rent comps live at a different layer than sale comps. ARG operators look at advertised rents on similar SFRs in the same Sacramento submarket, lease-up time on those listings, and the leasing fee economics. A SamGrade investor, 4 to 8 units, 8 to 15 years in the game, knows that a $100 per month difference in advertised rent is usually a pricing test, not a market signal. and that the property leasing in 11 days at $2,800 is your real comp, not the property still sitting at $3,150 after 38 days. Third instrument, propertyware, ARG's trust accounting and work order spine. When ARG is managing a property, the operator is looking at actual rent collected, actual maintenance spend, actual vacancy days, actual late pay history. That is not market data, that is property data. And property data trumps market data when you are the one signing the rent check or writing the bridge loan against the asset. A lender writing a hard money bridge to a Sacramento investor, business purpose only, the kind of capital deployment ARG's River City Investments arm does in a fix and flip or short hold context, is going to weight the actual property numbers heavier than any Z estimate. Because the lender is underwriting an exit, and the exit is what happens when the property gets sold or refinanced, and a Z estimate is not what underwrites at the exit. Fourth instrument, eviction court records, Sacramento County Superior Court, public dockets, filing volume, filing to judgment lag, post-judgment lockout times. Right now in Sacramento, those calendars run longer than they used to. A landlord underwriting a turnover risk needs to know that an at-fault eviction is not a 30-day situation. An accidental landlord, your Larry, the guy who inherited a property or moved out of his starter home and rented it instead of selling, almost never reads this dial. And then 6 months in, when the tenant stops paying and the conversation gets hard, Larry is looking at the calendar, realizing that a Sacramento eviction with a contested answer can run to 4 months or beyond before lockout. The Z estimate has no opinion on that. The court docket does. Fifth instrument. Regulatory bulletins, AB 1482 statewide rent cap, 5% plus regional CPI, or 10%, whichever is lower, calculated against the lowest rent paid by the tenant in the prior 12 months. The statewide just cause framework in California Civil Code section 1946.2. Sacramento City's tenant protection program layered on top of all of that with its own rent cap and just cause provisions that in some edge cases are tighter than the statewide. AB 12 capping security deposits at 1 month for most landlords. AB 2801 on move-in and move-out documentation. None of this shows up in a Z estimate. All of it shows up in the operator's actual decision tree. Sixth instrument, capital cost, direct cost of money on the deal, whether that is bank debt, agency debt, hard money bridge for a 6 month renovation hold, or a private investor's preferred equity. ARG's lending arm, business purpose hard money to other operators and investors only, sits on this side of the panel for the investor cohort. The operator who treats capital cost as a dial that is part of the scan, not a number that gets quoted once at closing and forgotten, is the operator who keeps making good decisions when the market moves on them. Six instruments, cross-referenced, read in a scan. That is the difference between flying the airplane and looking at the windscreen hoping for the best. Now, the question, why does any of this matter to Larry, to Sam, to the investor sitting on a small Sacramento portfolio looking at the next decision? It matters because the most expensive mistakes in this business are not made by the operators who do not know enough. They are made by the operators who flew off a single dial. The accidental landlord who priced his rental at the Z estimate, leased 12% below market for 2 years, then tried to course correct in one increase and ran straight into AB 1482. The Sam who looked at a Z estimate to decide whether to refi or hold and missed the actual MLS sold comp signal that his neighborhood had moved. The lender who took a borrower's word on as-is value because the Z estimate confirmed it, and then watched the bridge loan extend twice because the exit was not where anyone thought it was. The fix is not heroics. The fix is the scan. ARG operators read the MLS, the rent comp services, propertyware actuals, the eviction docket, the regulatory bulletins, and the capital cost layer. Every time, on every property, before every meaningful decision. That is what an instrument scan looks like in the property business. If you want Gary to walk this scan with your portfolio, the runway sign on the page below this episode says lending, and that is also where you click through to book a free 30-minute consultation. Capital, scan, exit. Three things to walk through together. And if you are ever interested in becoming a pilot yourself, do not hesitate to reach out. Pilots like talking to other pilots. You have been listening to Runways and Rent Rolls, where altitude meets asset management, Sacramento Real Estate Decoded Weekly, aviation-grade thinking, ground-level returns. Until next week, fly the panel.